You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Was Blam Blam Blam, of course, with Like My Job, and we've got Don McGlashan in the studio. Kia ora, Don, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming up this morning. This is such an exciting time, I guess. It's a really, really amazing thing to have Blam 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 coming back together.
It was so cool to be asked. The Others Way Festival, we were quite shocked when they got in touch with us. And I suppose it just goes to the notion that if you hang around long enough, you know, what you do, what you did a while ago becomes cool again or something, I don't know.
Or maybe it's always been called on, yeah, and people just want to hear it some more.
We were so excited because I love that festival, and just to be part of it's really neat. And we have, lucky for us though, everybody still plays and we play together every so often.
Mm.
We did a benefit about 3 years ago and everything came back just like that. And then I got married last year and Mark and Tim were there and we played There Is No Depression in New Zealand and it all came back really straight away.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's a bit of head of steam. I think the first rehearsals are going to be really exciting.
They're going to be really fun. We were just saying actually when that song was playing, you haven't been doing the drums side of things for a wee while and you're going to have to remember how to do a bit of that. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I am. I've got to get my hand-eye coordination back together again, and also the sort of drumming and singing at the same time is something that I've got to remember how to do. But that actually does, because we toured so much when the Blams were together, we were real road warriors. Mm-hmm. We were just, so it's kind of burned into my bones at the moment. So
yeah,
I should be able to do it. But I was also remembering listening to that song. That was one of the slower Blam 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 songs, because we drank way too much coffee in those days, and we were up all night,
absolutely and, wired drumming.
Yeah, so you're giving, and I'm allergic to coffee, and I didn't know it at that point. So
they're really, yeah, really popping off at that point as well.
Yeah,
this was a sort of a band that was early in your career as a musician for you in many ways.
Yeah,
how did that kind of group, I guess, have an effect on the stuff you went on to make as well?
Oh, well, it was. It was just so cool to be able to travel around the country without looking over your shoulder at any sort of, stylistically, we kind of were just, we'd thrown everything up in the air, and we were just doing kind of what we wanted to do. There was, mm-hmm. there were a lot of things happening in Auckland at that stage. And, you know, we were listening to the Monochrome Set and the Clash and XTC and bands like that, and sort of really excited by that sort of energy and that sort of aggression.
Mm-hmm.
And but also when we were kids from the North Shore, and, you know, we'd grown up in, you know, reasonably leafy sort of suburbs, and mm-hmm. and when we got in the van and headed around the country, we really had our eyes opened, and we saw a lot of landscape and met a lot of people, and wanted to, you know, we wanted to start telling those stories. And we sort of just got started.
Yeah.
I mean, I early on in the Blams, we were essentially writing, we were adding music to lyrics that Richard von Sturmer had written for us, and he'd started the Plague, and then the Blams sort of grew out of mm-hmm. the Plague.
Which sounds great totally out of context as well. The Blams grew out of the Plague.
The Blams grew out of the Plague, yeah. Well, actually, the Blams grew out of the Whiz Kids, which grew out of the Plague. But the Auckland around then, I mean, it's a bit like what's happening now, is that there's a lot of cross-pollination with bands, and there's a huge amount of energy, and there's also energy moving between disciplines. Like there were lots of sort of street theatre groups. There was, and we were... all our mates were in these different sorts of things, which morphed in and out of being bands and not bands.
Yeah.
And so it was a great time to, get started in music. And as I say, there weren't many rules.
Yeah.
So we were kind of making stuff up as we went along.
It's interesting that you say that about the sort of performance art theatre kind of aspect as well, because that comes through a lot in a lot of the Blams videos as well. You've got a lot of sort of actors, you've got a lot of kind of, I guess, like a wink and a sort of like tip of your cap to lots of different things going on there. They look like they would have been a lot of fun to make. Where did you get the ideas for making those kind of visuals to go with your songs, I guess?
Well, some of it came from Richard, because he, you know, he had like a theatre show called Inside Information, and I actually wrote with him, I wrote There Is No Depression as the theme song of that
mm-hmm.
show, and then we kind of grabbed it for the Blams and changed it. But also in that show there's a character of Vegemite and Marmite, who are two kind of you know, with these huge outsized Vegemite and Marmite jars, and
iconic.
And so we used that for the There Is No Depression clip, and then also I'd another guy I'd been to school with was Harry Sinclair, and we hadn't started working in the Front Lawn
mm-hmm.
yet, because all of that was still in the future. But we were just talking last night, because I'm working with him now on something else, and he got a whole bunch of actors from Theatre Corporate, which is a theatre company that was going then. And they worked on the clip for Don't Fight at Marsha.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of different scenes being kind of hermetically sealed off from each other wasn't so important then.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's important now.
Well, I think you're right. That thing, it certainly feels very healthy in the Auckland scene at the moment, and across the country, from, you know, what I hear people say and stuff. And it's probably because of that cross-pollination. I think people are sort of tipping their hat to different genres and, you know, passing their instruments around, passing their sort of role in the band around as well. And there's obviously a very good history of that in music in New Zealand as well. There is Because No Depression is such a huge song that I think has always been really relevant, which is maybe a bit of a depressing thing in itself, since it was written in 1981 and it still sounds like it could be quite useful in a lot of contexts today. What's it like to have had a hand in a song that sort of has that lingering potential?
It's very cool. It was a reaction to a particular kind of atmosphere which was in New Zealand at that time, which we kind of Richard, who wrote the lyrics, kind of identified a kind of old school old white male conservatism that he wanted to have a go at. And a lot of Richard's lyrics were just rants, and they were either rants directly to somebody, or they were adopting a horrible negative persona and just speaking in that voice. And also Richard had been, when he was he travelled in Europe, and he saw a band in the early punk years singing a song called There Are No Russians in Russia, and that was the only words. It was "There are no Russians in Russia, there are no Russians in Russia, there are no Russians in the USSR, there are no Russians in Russia." So he just loved the anger and sort of absurdity of that.
Yeah.
And I think that gave him a bit of a kick to start that song. But yeah, I mean, sort of sarcasm never goes out of style, I suppose. And
definitely not, yeah. Well, it's going to be really fantastic to see all the songs from the Blams catalogue come back to life. What are you most excited about, I guess, getting back together with the others?
There's a thrill that happens when a three-piece just kicks off, because there's nothing wasted, and there's a sort of fantastic sort of sinewy energy that a little wee band has. And I mean, I've played in all kinds of bands of all kinds of different sizes, and there's nothing like that feeling. Partly too because I never get the chance to play the drums and hear.
Yeah.
You know, I'm. You know, you're in the engine room of the band when you're playing the drums, and I'm just loving that.
Absolutely. Well, people can catch you all over the country, of course, at the Others Way Festival on the 30th of August, which is going to be such a fantastic night. They can also catch you now, though, at a secret, not so secret anymore, night before, which is going to be at Neck of the Woods, Thursday the 29th of August. You can jump on Under the Radar if you want to grab a ticket. Or if you're in other parts of the country and you're tuned in, you'll also be playing at the Cook in Dunedin on the 22nd of August, Friday the 23rd at the Littleton Arts Factory in Christchurch. That one's already sold out, so there's another one on the 24th of August at the Littleton Arts Factory too. I think my dad's going to one of those as well. He's very excited.
Yeah, tell him to come and say hello.
I will. Friday the 30th of August, obviously Others Way up here as well, and then 31st St. Peter's Hall in Paikakariki, and the 1st of September Meow in Wellington. Thank you so much, Don, for coming up and chatting to us this morning. It's such a pleasure. We're going to leave with There Is No Depression in New Zealand.
Thanks for having me.
There is no depression. country we have no SIS. We have no secrets. We have no rebellion. We have no failure, failure. No, no, there is no depression in New Zealand. There are no sheep on our farms. There is no depression in New Zealand.
Unmistakably, that is Blam 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 with There Is No Depression in New Zealand. Thank you again to Don McGlashan for coming and speaking to us this morning. You can catch Blam 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 all over the country. Jump on Under the Radar for all of the dates, times and prices. It's going to be a fantastic thing, so don't miss it. You can also catch Blam 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 headlining the Others Way Festival on the 30th of August, which is going to be such a fun night where you can see old and new and international and local. It's just such a great time. So thank you again to Don for popping in. Thanks to Grizzy as well for texting in to remind us that she hid into, she got into Sweetwater's hiding under the back of one of the Vegemite or the Marmite jars, which I think is fantastic, in the back of a van as well.
95BFM podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.